Ireland's Paralympic athletes returned from Paris yesterday to great fanfare. 35 athletes were selected to compete in 9 different sports and they came away with 6 medals. Joining me now on the line is Linda Kelly. Linda, welcome home.
Thanks, Claire. And thanks for having me on.
You took home Ireland's first gold medal alongside Katie George Dunleavy. Tell us a little bit about that moment. Do you remember it vividly?
Still sinking in. We're both over the moon, just absolutely delighted. The time trial just went so well for us. We both worked so hard every pedal stroke, and just the moment of standing up on the podium and listening to the national anthem after was it's just surreal. Great experience.
And I'm sure that's when it starts to sink in. I mean, the moment that it happens, the moment that you are the winner, that must feel a bit of a blur. And obviously you've just given out all of that energy. But when the medal is actually being placed around your neck and the national anthem is going, I mean, that just must be incredible.
Oh, it was just pure relief after the time trial. We delivered it, the effort, and we're both so happy. But standing up there and, the medal being placed around, even holding it, it has a bit of a weight, and it's 500 grams or something, and it's a lovely medal with a piece of the Eiffel Tower engraved into it. Just amazing standing up there and having the Irish fans in front of you cheering and flags waving. I'll never forget. It's just a memory.
Well, we have Katie George Dunleavy on the line also. Katie George, similar memories for you too, of course.
Yeah, hi Claire, sorry. Absolutely. So after I won the time trial in Tokyo and with Eve and Crystal, and I decided to carry on to Paris. So I've been training towards the time trial. Linda came on board year before last, 2023 and 2022, sorry. And yeah, it was a dream to retain my title. So we had the pressure going into it and we had to have challenges this year, but to actually deliver a performance to win and to beat Great Britain, which are our big rivals on the road and the track, is a thing of dreams. And it's just, it's kind of dreaming big and going for it. And it's a huge relief. That's the first thing you have is, of course, exhaustion with fall off the bike with the effort that we deliver. But it's relief and then pure elation. And hearing the national anthem, it's all so special. And my family were there and it was just so emotional with all the hard work and all the highs and lows and the hours of training that you put in. And to get it is a pure relief and just over the moon.
Do you ever have an idea in your head while you're racing that you might have clinched it, or can that only happen at the end?
Sorry. What's that? Sorry,
would you ever have an idea in the middle of competing? I might have this in the bag. I might win this. Or is that only at the final that can happen, that only in those final seconds can you really be sure?
Well, so we were given time splits by our coach who's behind us in the support car, and we knew we were down after the first, part of the race. But it was a long way to go at that stage, so it's kind of keep pushing and not to let the head drop. But because I've been in many races that I've been down, and then it's not over till you cross that finish line, so it's not giving up and giving your all. And as the time went on, we heard that we were up, and that, you still have to race and you still have to give it all. But we heard we were up, and I just hope that up kept, it kept there and that we stayed ahead to the end. And when we crossed the line, we heard that we had won, and it was amazing. So, yeah, every race is different, and it's a matter of just doing the best effort that you can. But hearing when you're up after being down is just amazing.
Well, and as you said, after all of the sacrifice and work along the way, what an incredible achievement and congratulations. And Eve McChrystal is also on the line, bringing home Ireland's first medal in the paracycling competitions. Eve, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Claire, for having us on.
Tell us a bit about your experience in Paris.
It was great. I suppose it was as close to a home games as we're going to get. It's my third Paralympic Games, but definitely the experience in this one, having family there, was just amazing.
And it's such a special place anyway, isn't it? So to have that sprinkled on the top of it being such an incredible achievement for you to be there, it must add to it a little bit. Are there times you're looking up at the Eiffel Tower and thinking, is this really happening?
Yeah, do you know what? When you're there, all you're thinking about is the race. So you're just in a bubble, to be honest with you. You're going through the same motions every day that we've done for a number of years. You wake up, you eat, sleep, you train, you repeat. So you're just not taking that in, to be honest with you. But I did say for these games, because it was, you know, my last games, that I would just try and absorb everything and enjoy everything. So I did the best I could. But look, you're always just trying to get and focus solely on the reason why you're there, and that's to perform and bring back medals, which we've done.
Olympic Village could be anywhere at all. And what about the homecoming, Eve? Tell us a little bit about that.
That was lovely. Like again, you know, the last two games, you know, we didn't get the same reception. You know, we COVID for coming home for Tokyo and stuff. So it was really nice just having family there and, you know, just, yeah, it was great. It's just good. Everybody, I think it gave the country a lift. Like the Olympians just started that off really, really well. And then a couple of weeks later for us to do it, to come home, it was just brilliant. It was great. Great for the country, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely gave us all a fantastic lift. So thank you very much to that. And let us bring in Róisín Ní Riain and Orla Comerford, won bronze medals within 5 minutes of each other. And Orla joins me on the line now. Orla, you're very welcome back.
Hi, Claire. Thank you so much for having us on.
Tell us a little bit about your homecoming experience.
To second what Eve was saying there, it was just so incredibly special to come in and to feel the love all around us. I think none of us were short of feeling that when we were in Paris. We were also lucky to have incredible family and friends around and Irish flags every corner you turned. But to come in home and have that when you it feels almost like the dream is over because you're coming home, you're leaving Paris, but it just feels very much alive when you came into that sort of energy. And it was really gorgeous.
Did you feel the support there? Because we actually had Róisín's dad on after the medal win. And he said, you know, obviously once the elation of celebrating Róisín's win was over, they were straight onto their phones to watch you bring home gold. And everybody was wondering why they were screaming all over again 5 minutes later. Were you aware of that level of support?
Yeah, I think, like, I know from after my race, like, obviously Róisín had been up first, so I didn't know how she had gotten on. And I came through the mix zone to talk to some of the media, and they told me that Róisín had won bronze only 5 minutes before me. And I just was, like, so excited. I was like, this is such a special moment. And for us to come away with the same medal on the same night, I just was, like, it means something. It was just, I felt it. I could feel the energy even just in the mix zone. I felt I hadn't even gotten out. I hadn't gotten to see everyone yet. And I just felt like there was just something in the air. And I think, you know, it was so lovely then after hearing from Róisín's family and hearing from my family that both of those families, even though we don't know each other at all, that both of our families had sat in the respective stadiums with each other's phones open and out to watch the other race, that my family said we were coming out to set up our blocks and they were watching their phones and they were kind of looking up and down, like watching Róisín, looking up to see how I was getting on, looking at Róisín, and Róisín's family had said the same. And I was just thinking how incredible that was, that like our families were brought together in that moment and hopefully the country brought together in that moment to watch the two of us do it so close together. And that, it really felt special.
Absolutely. And now that you're home, Orla, is it now that you can start to process the experience?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I feel like I've been walking around on clouds for the last week, and as some of the others can attest to as well, I feel like I've not slept in days or weeks. So I had a full night's sleep last night and woke up this morning to just think like, oh my God, I can only start now to begin to process what's gone on in the last week. And you know, I think like the girls have said, when you turn up day after day and you put the work in and you work hard and you do the same thing and the same routines of training, sleeping, eating, you dream of a moment like this. And, you know, some of the others, the girls have had those successes and those medals, and it's not something I've ever had. So I've been looking at them and watching their moments and thinking like how special, like I would love to have a moment like that at some stage. And so they've really pushed me and inspired me. And so I feel now like to have had that moment myself just makes me so excited to dive back into training, so that when, you know, it's a tough, cold morning and you have to get up and run, or, you know, you're having a tough time in the gym, to think about how special this feeling has been and that kind of chase to have this feeling again is something I think is really going to keep a fire lit in me.
Living with that amount of focus comes with a great amount of sacrifice, and thankfully it's paid off in spades. But do you need to take some downtime now before you jump back into training?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely am an athlete who's maybe learnt the hard way that when your whole world revolves around the sport and you don't make space mentally or physically on occasion to step back from it, that you can pay the price because you're doing too much. So I think for me now, it is important that I take a couple of weeks to just process all of this, to enjoy life, to take the time to spend with family and friends, to thank them for what they've done for me. And also to, you know, the reality is at our level of sport, you have to prioritize yourself and you have to prioritize your sport. And that means sometimes it can make you a bit of a selfish friend, you know. So that having a little bit of time and space now to give that back to the people who've been so good to you is so important. But ultimately, like, the sport, you can't take much time away from it. Like, you do have to go back. And like, I'm lucky now because my season is over, so I'll take a couple of weeks off the track and then I'll go back onto the track and start to build things up gradually as we then sit down to assemble the team for the next 4 years. But like, the girls have their world championships coming up now, so I would hate to be in their shoes because they are still working very, very hard and they have to wait a little bit longer until they get their break. So I think that to me is incredibly inspiring that they are still heads down and working incredibly hard towards those world championships.
On to the next. And Orla, don't forget that you have to factor in some time to sit and look at your medal also and keep it polished. I mean, that's going to take up some time in your weeks as well. Yeah. Linda Kelly, to bring you back in, because I want to use this opportunity as we celebrate the Paralympics to ask, do we cater enough for our Paralympic athletes here? Do we have enough facilities to support people in this arena?
Well, definitely, like, for us, like, with the velodrome, that's, like, we've had to travel to places like Mallorca or Portugal to train in the velodrome. So that's something that we don't have in Ireland. That's not close to us. So that is something that is hopefully coming by 2027, though. So, yeah.
It's starting to change. It's starting to change. And look, I mean, you all got there and got there hugely successfully. So absolute kudos. And to go to the girls who've got the heads down, Katie George and Linda, it's on to the next. Do you get much of a time, Katie George, to relax now, or are you on to the next?
Since our race on Friday, we've been busy celebrating a little bit and then, you know, travelling, and I'm very, very, very tired. So trying to get back training is going to be incredibly hard. But yeah, we've got the World Championships next weekend, so the 22nd and 25th. Myself, Linda, even Josie. I kind of wish in a way that I didn't agree to or enter to, you know, to do it. But no, it'll be fine. I will have a bit of rest, kind of get back training. But I'm hoping that the form that we had for the Paralympics will kind of stand to us next week as well. But we are against Great Britain, which are, you know, our biggest rivals on the road and the track. So, yeah, we've got, you know, we've got competition there. And, yeah, looking forward to it. But at the moment, I'm a bit going, oh, I want to kind of celebrate and recover. But, yeah, like Paula said, celebrate with the people, you know, who have supported you. And you haven't had much time to spend. But, you know, that will come in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, just, you know, take this moment in. Well, do by all means. We are proud of all of Team Ireland. Congratulations to one and all. And for joining me on the show today, Linda Kelly, Orla Comerford, Eve Crystal and Katie George Dunleavy. Incredible stuff.